I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Canes take on Louisville tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Can we please hear? Okay. This is not a reflection of what I think of the Canes, not a reflection of what I think of any of the situation. It's just what I think about football. Okay? The Canes are going to be tested in some kind of weird, crazy way in the next few weeks. I feel that what separates them this year from all the other years is they are made up and they have the ability to withstand it. But we got to wait until we see it. And it's unfortunate because they could be 20-point favorites when we see it. And it's not going to mean anything other than football. Just look how crazy the NFL is this year. It's happening. It happens in all levels of football where you just go, what is going on?
That building going to be crazy tomorrow? I hope it's crazy tomorrow.
At Hard Rock?
Hard Rock, dude. Friday night.
I'm ass day.
Kick off the weekend.
I was thinking about maybe if I should
get them ice luges at the tailgate tomorrow.
Ice luge?
Yeah, dude.
Nah, too early.
What?
Yeah, too early. What are you talking about? The game starts at 7. Gates open at 4.
Pre-game starts at 3. Countdown to kickoff.
Man. Ooh. I remember the only time we used to get that early bird special is during March Madness. Yeah, the ACC tournament. But
hey, if you guys want to do some more Canes coverage, you know, no. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we ain't going. All that's going to do is take another hour away from Crowder and Hawk. They ain't going to touch us.
We'll be on normal time tomorrow, getting you ready all for the Canes. No, but I just want to know if the place is going to be packed tomorrow. So I'm like,
oh yeah, are you kidding?
It should be. It should be rocking.
It should be because, like, listen,
stupid Jack people, stupid Louisville.
The problem is, is that the Canes. We could at least look forward to Saturday and feel a little bit better going into Sunday.
Yeah.
They play twice in a month.
I know.
It's the weirdest schedule. they didn't leave Florida for the first month and a half of the season.
Yep.
So,
not
only is the schedule.
Take a little trip to Dallas.
Not only is the schedule benefiting them, right? But they've gotten plenty of rest. So
13.5 is the spread.
All right, I'm just looking at it purely from football, not from who's favorite or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that once or twice a year, even the teams who are undefeated, even the teams who go on to win a championship, they get tested.
Borre says, first Canes loss of the season. You're just hurt, dude. You're just an FSU fan who's salty.
I'm not going there.
Because he does this every time in the chat, trying to get me all riled up.
I believe.
Said the same thing about the Seminoles that they were going to beat the Canes. And what happened, dude?
I believe this team's built differently, right? And they don't really allow themselves to get in those situations because they play good on both of the lines of scrimmage.
Yeah. And then even the running game not getting going, dude. Oh man, you just give it to Tony Montana, you know, just out there. Pew! Takes off. CJ Daniels, that guy. You know what he's got, dude?
What does he got?
Hands, dude. He's got hands on him. JFig. CJ Daniels.
What has he got?
Hands on him, dude. You see those hands, Dan Day?
Hands
on him, dude. Just throw it up there. Remember that one that he caught like around the guy? Like he was like he was around him like a lasso. He's had like 4 catches. I'm like, that might be the greatest catch I've ever seen. I mean, nothing was better than the Notre Dame catch, truly. But that catch was ridiculous. But I mean, he's had like probably 4 or 5 already this year. We're like, holy crap. That's incredible. This guy's just, he's just hauling it in. And the Canes just mauling you with their 6'6 linemen all over the place.
There's nobody more impressive than Malachi, though. That kid is unbelievable, the fact that he just turned 18.
No, it is. That's the thing that's funny about it. Like, yes, they've definitely gotten some great transfers like CJ Daniels, Jacoby Thomas. Like, they've come in and made a big impact. Obviously, Carson Beck, too. You know, got to pay for that quarterback. You know what I'm saying, baby? Just come on in, baby. A little $4 million? What do we got to do? I don't see anybody complaining about that investment anymore, do we, huh?
In Carson Beck?
Yeah, I don't see anybody. Oh, you're paying Carson Beck how much? Shut up. They'll complain about it once, you know, once the season rolls on. They'll be like, oh, the Canes bought, not built. Okay, yeah. Like everything on the SEC was on the up and up.
Wait a minute.
What? What?
They paid the new quarterback just as much as they were paying Carson Beck. They just wanted a different guy.
You mean Cam Ward?
No, I'm talking about Georgia. When Georgia got rid of...
Oh, yeah. No. I'm just saying, like, whenever it's the Canes paying, it's a problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, anytime the Canes want to throw some dollars at somebody, they're like, oh, what? Hey, what do you mean Dana White's going to add to the NIL fund? Oh, that's not fair. Yeah, sorry. Unfortunately, he doesn't pay his fighters, but you know who he's going to pay? Quarterbacks, dude. That's who he's going to pay.
Wait. Wouldn't that be hilarious if Dana White was responsible for bringing a quarterback in and giving him $5 million a year?
Oh, my God.
And
that's not that.
No fighter has made that much in how long?
Yeah, so how much do you got to pay these quarterbacks?
Or do you pay any fighter?
Listen, Dana, we know how much you're gambling every single night. The dude is a rabid gambler.
Is he?
What? Yeah, he's banned from casinos.
For winning too much?
Winning too much, just too much action. Yeah, he is wildly addicted to gambling. Well, I shouldn't say wildly. Well, yes, I will say he's wildly addicted. The dude loves cards.
Can I just say this? Are you addicted if you win, or is it a profession?
That's a good point. Isn't that what MJ said to Barkley? How can I be addicted or Barkley said to MJ, how can I be addicted if I can afford it?
Right.
It's a fair point.
No, but I'm just saying.
He doesn't have to call 1-888 and get it?
If he invests, you know, they changed it.
What is it?
It's 1-888, something else.
Hmm.
Still the same.
What is the number you need to call for continuing to bet on Julian Hill?
1-888, I'm an idiot.
Call your mother-in-law and tell her. She'll set you straight.
Dana White's like, what? Pay John Jones. No. Tight end? Sure. What does he need? Hey, Papa Dana, come out here with the the NIL funds.
My other favorite is, I can't believe we paid Carson Beck $4.5 million. You didn't pay anything for him. What do you care?
Is that not the craziest thing? Like, yeah. You ain't even.
Just get him to say yes. That's the good thing about college. There's no cap.
There is. Eh. They're changing it.
We'll see. You know what they do with college rules, dude? Break them.
Yeah. I mean, just look at what the LA Clippers did. Allegedly.
Oh, man.
That's your get out of jail free card. You can say anything if you say allegedly. Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to gamble. No, he doesn't allegedly. I mean, he seems to really like to gamble, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
It lives in Vegas. It's not against the law.
Who?
Dana.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of fighting, they've just announced another fight for the Jake Paul-Tank Davis fight.
What is it?
Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman, 3 in a boxing match.
Excited.
Dude. What? Dude. It's a classic matchup.
Can I just say, you will fall for anything.
What do you mean? I'm excited about that.
Jennifer, we go to Vegas. You know how hard it is for me to try to talk Tobin into not going to the fights at 1 o'clock?
Why would you do that?
Huh?
Why would you do that?
Because they fight all day.
If that's his passion, he loves that.
No, not at 1 o'clock. I'm like, we'll go at 5. Let's go to the pool.
When in Vegas?
Nah, we go to the beach, go to the pool with my friends. He called me.
AJ. You were very uncomfortable when you were in the water with him.
Huh?
You were very uncomfortable when you were in the water with him.
No, that's because the big back's next to us.
Just let him have a little bit of fun.
I mean, I did just get back from Vegas, and it is dude central. So going to the pool, I would kind of be like, ugh.
Dude.
It wasn't where we
were.
Well,
here's the thing. Dan, we went to Wet Republic, and it was like we were with this crew from Michigan, and they were rich. So we got to sit in the fancy spot.
Ooh.
And but the regular Wet Republic pool, elbow to elbow, and just cheeks and love handles.
Like, so it was a DJ. And it's a pool. It looked like spring break. Mm-hmm. Like, just people. But we were in the, and we had our little cabana with our own little private pool. So we didn't have to deal with that.
Shmeethan says, you guys have gone to Vegas? You're such a rat bastard, Shmeethan. Not everyone listens as much as you do, Shmeethan. Dade Stop says, Louisville said they might play two QBs. You know what the saying is. Do you know what the saying is?
If you have two QBs, you have no QBs.
Bingo.
Don't worry. Nervous. Guess what?
Been there?
Oh. Okay.
Was that the flag football guy?
No. So was it the first year after Jim left? 2 years. So the first year Harbaugh left and the next year, we had two quarterbacks. One was very smart and could get us in the right play, but he couldn't bust an egg on the wall. And the other one, who's a musician down here, he's from here, Demetrius Brown.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this story.
Every time he threw a ball, everybody in the first three rows got their gloves out because he was throwing it to everybody. We played a game, no lie. He had 4 completions, 7 interceptions.
Man.
Yeah. And then that's the most trouble I ever got into with Bo because – the next day on Sunday when we're watching film, you know how coaches try to, you know, they say things.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up to the front of the room. He goes, Demetrius, in case you were wondering, we were wearing the white yesterday. I looked around. I was like, everybody's looking at me going,
do it.
I was too late. I was. I couldn't
minus
do
minus one.
I couldn't even do the quiet line. I could have went like this. Went, you know, like we did when we almost got fired from Z Google, right? So I couldn't. So he looked. So boom. So everybody's staring at me because clearly I was laughing and I was loud. I was like comedy club laugh. And he goes, Horde. You think that's funny? And so everybody around is going, I go, yes, I did. Yes. They go, what are you doing?
What year was this for you?
Second year. So it was my first year playing.
Leroy.
It was my first year playing. But I'm like, yo, if he don't want us to laugh, stop telling jokes.
Oh, my God.
Like, I thought we were giving him the courtesy laugh because, you know, he was trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
No. That was the worst week of my life. They made me run. I had to run the stadium stairs every morning at 6.
Oh, my God.
That's a big stadium. So, yeah, it was not good for me. But, however, it's a cool story. But why do coaches say stuff or people say stuff that's funny and then get mad when you laugh?
Right.
Like,
what am I supposed to do? Ignore it?
That's called entrapment.
Boy, says 2 QBs beat up on the bum ass Canes. You don't have to mention the Georgia Tech game, dude.
Right. Hey, but guess what? Again,
that did annoy me.
I am telling you, this is a different team.
Dude, we haven't even gotten like the running backs have been so impressive between Fletcher and Chamar Brown. Like, you haven't even needed Jordan Lyles has basically not played, and they were like, yeah, he may be the best. Right. And I'm like, what?
Yep,
because Fletcher's been a monster, and Marty Brown's been incredible.
Yeah.
And they're a fortress. Like
And you know what's amazing? We talk about all the other stuff. You don't realize how good Beck has been.
Yeah.
Which is the craziest thing.
I like those bombs last game though, dude.
Yep.
That was fun.
I almost called him Chip Beck. He's a golfer.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Carson Beck, quarterback.
Get to it.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. As the Dolphins are getting ready for the Cleveland Browns, supposedly the weather's going to be nasty going into this matchup.
Dude, that's just Cleveland weather.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I like, I have never flown into a city that looks like that all the time. Look outside.
Gloomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The airport is bleh. But the people are cool.
Oh, man. Patrick Paul, he was asked to assess his second season thus far. Here's what that giant had to say.
You know, we're not winning, so it don't really matter. So just got to do my part to be able to get us, you know, try my best to, you know, help with the winning. And I feel like we can turn it around. So,
excellent answer, you behemoth. You hear that, Tua? Barely in the league, he knows what he's doing.
He also says he's excited to take on Myles Garrett. So.
Well, that's that. I don't know. Hey. I think he sounds like a crazy person.
Hey. That's what we all say before the fight. You know?
Somebody gets that news.
You know, that's like the people that go into the fights that ain't afraid of Mike Tyson.
Right. Right.
Then they get up on Tuesday.
Some guys actually do that.
But wait, how does it go? Myles Garrett, did you hear the guy you're taking on this weekend, Patrick Paul, is excited to take you on? He just goes.
Does somebody like leave it on his locker? And they're just
not worth it.
Somebody in the media department's probably just like, here's what Patrick Paul said, and I'll see you later, guys.
And then
Myles Garrett just gets it, and he just crumbles up the paper, throws it behind his shoulder, and goes, noted.
I'm surprised the guy that punched him in that face
is still among us.
In the street. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Because, you know, if he would have did anything, everybody would have got on Myles Garrett.
Is he the scariest person in the league? Yeah. I think it is. I think it is.
Maybe
him and Aaron Donald when Aaron Donald was still here,
Aaron Donald was only like
5'10".
6'1".
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So Myles Garrett is 6'4", 6'5". Just imagine if Aaron Donald was 5 inches taller. That's Myles Garrett.
Who's even in his class right now?
Nobody.
As far as scariness.
No, nobody.
Like, I thought James Harrison was a menace, but again, he was like 6'1", right?
He wasn't even 6 feet.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
weren't him and Ocho Cinco supposed to fight? Whatever happened to that?
I mean, once Ocho Cinco got knocked the bleep out once, he didn't
he
go do
down.
It again?
He got knocked down. He got knocked down. He got up. He finished the fight.
Dude.
He finished the fight!
He finished it. But he was finished. Why did everybody make fun of him?
Because you love making fun of people who get
knocked
out. It
wasn't me. Long before it got to me, a bunch of people had already made fun of him.
You barely could contain yourself in
you
the press box.
You definitely made fun of him.
Hmm?
You barely could. That was on the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight. You saw cheeks up.
He looked like he was doing a jackknife. Yeah. Everybody think they can box till they get hit like that.
Man. I know. And he does train boxing a lot.
Wait, training boxing, that's just like going run a mile around a lap. Don't mean you can run a damn marathon.
I understand. I know.
Train boxing. You know, that dummy
ain't hitting back. He's a very tough man that he went against.
That dummy ain't hitting back.
Brian Maxwell's a tested individual. Been bare knuckle fighting.
Oh. So he fought a real fighter.
He did. You know, not one with a great record. But he did fight. Dude, but he's been a pro fighter.
I try to explain this to you.
Yep.
The average NFL player.
Yep.
Is still amongst the top 0.01% of all the players that play football.
Understood.
Okay. So for people to think, oh, he sucks, I could take him. No. It's the same thing with the fight game. If you fought professional fights. Right? And a lot of them. Somebody who's just getting in the ring, look at your record, don't realize, wait a minute, you're still a professional fighter. You're new to this. What did Bane say? I was born in the night. You're only visiting, or something along those lines. Like, yeah.
Dade South says technology leaves Leroy cheeks up all the time.
Really?
Can be a challenge.
Really?
For technological snafu.
I haven't had one.
Because you're here today.
What do you mean?
We can keep our eye on you.
No, no.
I can't. Where do you keep getting Jolly Rancher gummies?
That's what I asked.
Is that your second bag?
Third, I think.
So, truth be told, I had a folded up bag with the left, a little left, and then I had a new one.
How many snacks do you have in that backpack?
He gave me like 5, and I can't have any more.
How many snacks do you eat a day is a better question.
He loves snacks.
I have Ricola.
That's good. It keeps your throat right.
That's a snack.
I got my insurance.
That's important.
Not a snack.
That's it.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see.
He ate the snacks on his way here.
I forgot about this. That's the glass. Advil.
Did Timbo slices. He's not a snacker, though.
I'm not.
No, it's the craziest thing. Like, you actually say this, and you're always snacking.
He's always snacking.
I'm not.
Leroy, you're looking for snacks actively right now.
No, I'm not. I was saying he asked me how many snacks did I have.
Dude, you're right there with squirrels. Like, it's just like you have like something stored there for later. It's like, it's crazy. What?
It's like when you leave it the crumbs for a little bit later.
So you know what? Like she just don't want to stink on her.
That's true.
Right? So she piles on whoever it is. If I'm messing with you, you messing with me, she just piles on.
I don't see it that way.
Okay. Of course not. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad football's tomorrow. Let me call Dave. I'm going to call Dave, see if what's up.
All right.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
On FM,
my legs are going numb on
the
toilet. Going into the rabbit hole on Instagram.
It's good to know.
I'm just telling you. That's my alone time.
Glad you got them numb thighs.
No. You don't sit and talk too long.
I'm not a lingerer. Once I'm done, I'm done. I'll move on. I'll continue the content elsewhere.
Yeah, but you can go anywhere.
What does that mean?
That means you go to the bathroom anywhere.
That's true.
I do not.
It's your home base. Don't you have your own Fortress of Solitude as well?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You slide there. No. Yep. Wife and I just share ours. The kids got theirs. The little disgusting bathroom.
It's always dirty. Kids' bathroom is always
disgusting.
Dirty, right?
Oh, kids are gross. Kids are gross, dude.
And they share one. Do they always yell at each other about...
All the time.
I used to yell so much.
Yeah, my son and daughter do not get along when it comes to bathroom etiquette. Not surprising. Let's get to a little goosies, no goosies. What do we have today, Jennifer?
We're going to start things out with Tua. Not giving any details.
All right, here was Tua yesterday speaking on the player meetings after his apology.
What's the benefit you guys get out of it? How would you classify how those meetings go?
Well, I would say that's something that, you know, rule number one, protect the team. That's something that I think we should be keeping in-house. So I don't want to speak about that.
Okay. It would be goosies if he didn't already blow it. So sorry, no goosies.
No goosies.
It would have been a goosies answer. That's how you're supposed to protect the house. Unfortunately, the damage is done, dude. I don't know what to tell you. No goosies for me, Leroy.
I mean, is this really a goosies or no goosies topic? Because we're already done. He didn't already screw it up. So we're already... I guess I'm going to say no goosies. But... Like, how do you get goosies for an apology when you're already apologizing for something you didn't that would probably not have the goosies for?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. There are romantic gestures, you know, in movies when the love interests screw up, they can have a redeeming act
that gets
them back.
Also in the movies.
You know, Tua could have sat there.
In the movies.
Say anything with the boombox over his
head.
Also
in the movies.
No one does that anymore, I'm sorry to say.
No gestures?
No.
Not even the firemen?
No.
No.
Hmm. Where are your gooseys, Jennifer?
I have none.
With the firemen. Oh,
wow. No gooseys.
No gooseys. They took them.
Dan, any gooseys for Tua's now mum on player meetings?
Gooseys!
Look, we all make mistakes. At least he's trying in some way, shape, or form to make it right.
Yeah, but it's just like, is it one of those? Everybody tells Tua what they want to hear. But if he says that, then they go, oh, it's not sincere. Mm. Like, he's not going to win. So, like, the start of it is no gooseys. And I'm just like, is there really anyone that's going to say, you know what, we accept that apology and he did the right thing?
Don't know.
No, everybody's commenting on it like, too late. So, yeah.
You know, it's your first takes title today.
What?
Too a little, too late.
That's right up your alley right there.
I like
buddy.
That.
Yeah. Did they take that from you?
They might have. I saw that Jet Up today had, is damage done for Tua Tagovailoa?
Or they just, yeah.
Bit stealers.
Do they still have headline writers, or is that just like a job that's been incorporated into other writers? Because they used to have headline writers. Like, literally, that's all.
You mean like
did.
At the newspapers?
Newspapers and TV, we had them back in the day.
You know who it is? That's like,
I don't know.
Mr. Jeter, how do you feel about this one?
I'll ask. Let me see. I'll ask people who write. Say, hey, do you guys still have headline writers?
I'll hit up Omar or Ira or somebody like that and ask them.
Let them know.
They can't. They have. I think they've incorporated, like everybody else, you're incorporated into your job.
Does a news editor have a cigar in his mouth like Spider-Man?
Still got the press pass in your hat?
With the typewriter.
Burnt sugar. What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, your favorite. Anthony Edwards is demanding Shams to text him before he is traded. Now on Twitter.
Really? He wants the scoop.
He wants the scoop before the scoop leaks.
This is interesting.
Would you like to hear a quote?
I would like to hear a quote.
Not necessarily dumb friendly. He put, don't leak that bleep on the mother bleeping Twitter or X, man. Send me a text. Let me know.
So Anthony Edwards is already thinking about getting traded, eh? Interesting. I would say that is gooseys.
It is gooseys.
That's not gooseys.
Pretty interesting.
Because if you're already thinking about it.
Right.
It means you're thinking about it.
It's out there.
And it means that he's thinking to himself, oof, October. Hey, when's it really hit that winter in Minnesota, Leroy?
Now.
No, not yet.
It's Halloween. That's when we used to get snow in Wisconsin.
Halloween. Soon as you get
November.
To November.
He sees it coming. You know,
don't leak that bleep.
Interesting. Already thinking about his Shams bomb trade demand. Wonder where he's thinking about getting traded to.
Where do you think he might get traded?
Hard to say. I mean, you know, he did seem to enjoy his time with Coach Spo on Team USA.
Did he?
It could be a lot of places. I don't know. Huh. You know, he is from Georgia. Maybe he wants to go to the Hawks. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a place that's only a short plane ride
that
from
Florida,
Atlanta.
Georgia line right there.
Man. J-Fig?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're a song and you want to roll your windows down, huh?
I have nothing for that.
You got the gooseys, Leroy, from Anthony Edwards thinking about already getting traded?
No.
Why not?
No.
You're reading into everything and you're bringing us down with you.
I'm not reading into
anything. But how are, okay, wait, hold on. If he's literally out here saying this to Shams, it's out there, Leroy. He's already thinking about it. Now, Miami per se? No, I don't know.
There you go. They got you.
Who's they? Who's they?
Tobin.
Jennifer, do you got the gooseys?
I do have the gooseys.
How about that?
Gooseys!
I like it also, you know, he's out here demanding, like, you tell me first. Come to he's my face. Say it to me first.
What about you, Dan Day?
Goosey!
Only because he cussed as much as he possibly could at somebody.
I love it.
That's, you know what? That's how he has to deliver it, right?
Yeah,
if it didn't come out that way, then we would say that's not Ant-Man.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Jim Carrey is in talks to do a live-action movie for the Jetsons.
Goosies. They did that with the
some kind of nostalgia. The Jetsons
was a long time ago. I wasn't really a fan. I feel like the Jetsons was always just not the Flintstones. Like that's, you know, it's like
I
liked
it when I was a kid.
Did you like the Jetsons more than the Flintstones?
I don't know. I liked both.
I like the Jetsons. The cool
one
thing was
like prehistoric, and the other one was futuristic.
You park your car and then folds up like a suitcase, and you go to work. Like, yeah, that was forward thinking, instead of going back to being a caveman.
Mm-hmm.
Although Halle Berry, when she did that movie,
which one?
Flintstones.
Halle Berry was in the Flintstones.
She did. Like a live action?
IRL. Live action.
They have that?
Go look. Flintstones, Halle Berry.
I will say he did good in Sonic the Hedgehog as Dr. Egg. Made a lot of money on those Sonic movies.
See it?
You got the Goosies from a Jetsons Jim Carrey movie?
I can see the Jetsons bring me back to my childhood.
Right. Goosies!
Jennifer?
I do have the Goosies. It's very interesting. I mean, it's Jim Carrey. I think, can he really do that wrong?
Okay. All right, Dan Day.
He also did the Grinch. Amazing.
Growing up, whenever they had like a new TV station, they needed programming, they throw the Jetsons on, and you're just a kid and you watch it over and over and over again. It was pretty awesome. So I'm excited. I'm not going to go see any movie in the movie theater. After I saw that second Joker movie, that one ruined my life forever. But I'll definitely stream it.
What is he looking
Which
at?
Which one? He's looking at Halle Berry.
She looks great, too, to this day. Halle Berry is.
Ooh. You know what? I just saw the picture. She looks amazing. Wow.
She's in a Lifetime movie or something, right? Yeah.
Did she play Wilma?
Yeah.
Yabba dabba doo.
Caveman.
Minus one.
How can a prehistoric man who stops a car with his feet?
Fair enough.
Hook up with Halle Berry.
For making it weird.
Yeah. That was a little bit too much.
Okay. That was me in the hallway earlier. Okay.
What's number four, Jennifer?
Arch Manning on being labeled a flop.
All right. Let's hear from Arch Manning. Of course, they did beat Oklahoma last week.
I mean, look, I wasn't playing well, and I'm going to continue to get better, but, you know, everyone has their own opinion, and, you know, that's what's good about America. So you get to freedom of speech, so it doesn't bother me.
Man, he sounds just like Every Manning. He's just like, aw shucks, cut that meat. Got the Goosies. I think he's handling it well. I got to be honest with you.
Goosies!
Maybe he can get it together. We could tank for him. Who knows? Who knows? Although Papa or Grandpapa Archie says he's coming back for at least a year.
He ain't ready.
And all he needs is a year. Like, all you need is one good year in college football anymore, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you don't really need, like, a run of great years.
Right.
It's not a thing anymore. Just, it's outdated. You have a good year, you can go to the league. Cam Ward, what was he? Is it a fifth-round pick when he was out of Washington State? Comes back 1 year, boom, number one pick.
Everybody's fired about Fernando Mendoza, and he's a good quarterback, but everybody's now number one pick because, what, he beat Oregon.
Exactly.
That happens every year. Nobody had Cam Ward as the number one pick last year before the season started. It happens.
You got the Goosies for a humble Arch Manning?
I think Arch Manning has always been humble. I think it's what people put on him.
That Feinbaum stink.
Right. So, like, I think everybody in his family, including him, understood he wasn't playing well and it was a development, a process
Feinbaum's
that he had to go through. And it's everybody else who jumped down, you know, Feinbaum. Oh, he's going to be the best to ever do it. That's his fault. That ain't Arch's fault.
Everybody knows they cheated like bandits. Everybody knows that this thing stinks to high heaven.
Hey. You want to know the cast of the Flintstones?
Yeah.
John Goodman was Fred Flintstone.
Okay.
I thought you were still looking at this.
Rick Moranis was Barney Rubble. This is in 94.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Rosie O'Donnell was Betty Rubble.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry was Miss Stone. Elizabeth Perkins was Wilma Flintstone. Kyle McLaughlin was Cliff Vandercave. And Elizabeth Taylor was Pearl Slag Hoople.
Apparently, there's a theory that the Jetsons and the Flintstones were in the same timeline.
Like in parallel universes?
I don't know.
That's not possible.
How is that possible?
That's not possible.
Flintstones was cooler than the Jetsons.
No.
Yeah, it was.
The Jetsons was so far ahead of its time.
Nah, it's cooler to start a car with your feet. And having a pet dinosaur, that's way cooler than having robots.
Or how about when you take a picture and the little man's in the thing? In the
yeah, that's so cute.
Jennifer, you got the Goosies from Humble Arch?
I do. I like a humble man.
Goosey!
It's crazy because we have a whole lot of situations in sports where the doing has nothing to do with the player. Like, Arch wasn't out there saying he was going to be the best. In fact, he never said anything. It was everybody around him saying what Arch was going to be. Right? And so, like, yeah, man, it sucks for them.
Dan Day, you got the Goosies for Arch Manning?
No Goosies.
Didn't really say too much.
Yeah.
So just go out there and play.
Good old QB talk. That's what the QBs do, Tua. They don't say anything. They just give you nothing at the microphone.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.